I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
I don't know how much you would pay for a guide to take you through a country you don't know anything about, but they know how to get through it. But I'm just telling you, when you placed your life in the hands of Jesus Christ, you got the Holy Spirit now leading you through this country that you don't know what to do and how to do. You don't know, should I or shouldn't I? And the Holy Spirit every day is taking the traveler on a path that he knows where to go. Are you with me right there? He knows exactly how to get us safely to our destination. Now, there's multiple examples. I won't take time to go through all of them. I'm setting you up here for this message. The Holy Spirit many times stopped Jesus from going in certain regions because the Jews were waiting to trap him. You can read where the Apostle Paul was led by the Spirit into a real issue, a real problem that was going to cause his death, but it was the Holy Spirit that led him there. Look where the Holy Spirit led Jesus from the time he stepped out of the Jordan River. The Bible says the Spirit led him into the wilderness. Now, if you know anything about the wilderness, you don't want to go there. But there's a reason why he led him there. And I can assure you that everybody here and those of you watching, sooner or later, the Holy Spirit is going to take you on a journey through the wilderness. And you're going to find out who your God is. You hear what I'm telling you? You're going to find out who your God is at that moment. When he breaks everything down and takes all the props out of your life and says, this is what it is. This is all you've got and I'm all you've got. Are you with me? The Holy Spirit will be there to help us avoid the traps of the enemy. The Holy Spirit warns the church early in the book of Acts for them to know persecution is going to come. So I'm warning you tonight, persecution is going to come to your house. Now, it may not look like you have it portrayed out to be, but here's what you're going to face. Every person listening to me right now, this is what you're going to face. You're going to have a dilemma, and some of you have already been there. You're going to have this choice in order to do this and keep your job and whatever it may be, and then you're going to have this choice. And you're going to need the Holy Spirit at that moment to say, here's the right way, walk in this direction. And faith at that moment is going to have to kick in, and you're going to have to say, Holy Spirit, I trust you to lead me in the right direction. And I will promise you that your choice and the person sitting next to you will not be the same choice. That's the reason why you can't hobo on somebody, like I told you this weekend. You can't hobo on somebody else's faith. God's going to lead you and direct you into the direction that you need to go in. Can you say amen to that? So the Holy Spirit knows the future. He knows what to enlighten us on and the information that we need to have. In every given situation, this is part of the Holy Spirit's ministry in the last days. Now, I'm about to give you something to write down, so get ready. Keep those pens and cards and letters ready. Our current environment, or what I will call tonight for the sake of this lesson, influences on our culture, are changing so rapidly that we can't keep up with them. And I'm going to go straight to it because as I was driving today and Thinking about tonight's message, it hit me square between the eyes because I want to talk to you about the influence of the Holy Spirit so that you and I can affect the culture around us. Because one of the things that's happened, and you've witnessed it in the past 24 hours on your television, and thank God there were some people in Virginia that woke up and went ahead and said, y'all are going way yonder the wrong direction. They call it cancel culture. And as I was driving around today and thinking about what I was going to teach you, it hit me. This is not, because I've told you before, that everything that is physical manifests first spiritually. So what is it then that they're trying to cancel? And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, I believe, today, because it is a spiritual effect. It's not just the tearing down of statues. It's the tearing down of our Judeo-Christian culture and the influences on society. You better hear me. It's not just about ripping stuff down, because after a while, when you rip everything down, you have no point of reference for anything. And then what happens? Then at that point, everything is anarchy. It's exactly what Hitler did. It's what Stalin did. It's what Fidel Castro did. It's what Chavez did. The first thing they did was start trying to tear down all their history. So what is it that got in the hearts and lives of people in the past 24 hours to say, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Those children don't belong to the state. Those children are my children. And whatever you decide with your children is your choice. That's not the point. The point is, the moment that it's taken over, they will try, like the Hebrew children, to change their culture to one that is directly against God. You better mark the words I'm saying to you tonight, because in our culture right now, this church, the United States of America, was born out of a Judeo-Christian culture. The very documents we have. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And so this is critical for us, because we can stand around and watch our culture, even sinner people respect the Bible. Let me break it down for you. Let me just say it in a simple form here, and I'm going to give you something to write. You'll understand it. The Bible is about a king. It's about a king and a kingdom and a royal family. That's what the Bible's about. And inside of this book, you find the laws that govern that kingdom. So what is a kingdom? Here you go. Number one, the government of a king. The kingdom is the government of a king. I can assure you that God and his kingdom has a set of governing laws, and the devil and his kingdom, which is of darkness, diametrically opposed, has laws that govern that darkness and that kingdom. Secondly, the sovereign rulership and governing influence of a king over his territory is what a kingdom is. It is the sovereign rulership and governing influence of a king over his territory. Now, I don't know any king in history that was promoted to the throne of their country or whatever and did not seek to reach out and get other lands to expand their kingdom. There might be, my historians can tell me, but the fact is, why would you be in a place of leadership and not want to expand your territory? It's even in our own nature to do such. Are you with me? Number three, impacting it. What is the kingdom? Impacting it with his, what does the king do in that kingdom? He impacts that territory Watch this now. With his will, intent, and purpose, producing a citizenship that reflects the culture and nature of that king. Amen. That's a lot to digest. I want you to think about that a moment. Because God has a will. God has a purpose. God has an intent. And I promise you, God is going to come across and he's going to deliver on that. Thy will be done. It's going to happen. With or without you. So he is now creating a culture. How is that happening? All right, stay with me. Some of you are bored stiff, but hang in there. It's going to get better. In a kingdom, I'm talking about culture and the influence of the Holy Spirit. In a kingdom, you can't have your personal, private, moral standard. You don't say in a kingdom, we don't understand this, but in the monarchy of a kingdom, you don't walk up and say, well, I'm going to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, morally, whatever that it may be. In a kingdom, you assume and receive the laws, the morals, the standards of that king and his kingdom. Otherwise, you're not in that kingdom. In a democracy, you have rights by the law to protect you in your private life, personal life, and that's what we've had for a long time. We're now seeing the encroachment of that in this democracy, this democratic republic. And you can have your own personal views about your sexual preference and what you do with your life and marriage and money and whatever that it may be. That's why just calling yourself, listen, a Christian without being a kingdom citizen makes you nothing more than religious, because it allows everyone then to interpret your flavor of rules and laws. You might call them denominations. There's a lot of religious activity that claims and wants to label itself Christian. Listen, just this past weekend, somebody sent me the article of very popular singers that all got together, and at one time they were calling themselves Christian and so forth, but here's the problem, and you'll see it in a moment. The evidence of them being in the kingdom, otherwise known in the Bible as fruit, is not there. You don't believe me. Let me try this on for size. You go to a guy who's got a white coat on and he's got a certificate up there with a stethoscope around his neck, and he said, hey, I'm Dr. Joe. Come on in. Sit down right there. He taps your leg, looks in your throat, looks in your ear, prescribes something to you, and sends it out the door. 2 days from then, you're watching on the news and you find out Dr. Joe is not even a doctor at all. He's a fraud. And suddenly you're in a dilemma. Do I take what he has written down? Do I receive what he has told me to do? Or is this real? What's going on? When Jesus said, it is my kingdom, he didn't just say it and then walk off the scene. He displayed what the kingdom looks like. And then he says to all the kingdom citizens, if you want to be in this kingdom, this is the way you've got to act and respond. Otherwise, you're a fraud. Let me go a little step further and make it personal. Whenever my wife had open heart surgery several years ago, I appreciate and respect any of them that call themselves doctors and so forth, but I'm just going to tell you, I'm a maniac. I went online.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.